In this ice rink outside Washington, the members of the city's professional ice hockey team, the Capitals, are practicing. If you look at their faces, you can see that about a dozen of them have something in common, a mustache. They are among more than 1 million men around the world who started growing mustaches in November.
People might laugh at you because you look funny, but I don't mind doing it. I have been doing it the past few years, and it's just fun to do. I think it's just a great cause.
Mathieu Perrault and his team members are participating in Movember. It is a month-long campaign that enlists men to grow mustaches to raise funds and awareness for men's health, especially prostate cancer. Mark Kerwin, a restaurant owner in Arlington, Virginia, says his mustache is a conversation starter with the customers.
The main reason that myself and the staff at Beckett's participated in Movember is very personal to me. From being a family who are cancer-free for all our lives, three of our family members have developed cancer in the last year.
Movember started as a small campaign in Australia in 2004. Since then, it has grown into a global movement and raised more than $170 million for cancer research, education, and survivorship programs. Donnie Killian is its U.S. country manager.
1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime, and 1 in 2 men will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. So they're very comparable to the women's stats.
Movember's participants are called Mo Bros. Mo is Australian slang for mustache. There are also Mo Sisters, women who support the cause. Janet Ciciarelli got involved because her husband is participating.
Part of my personal battle is to be seen in public with him with a mustache for the month of November. But we also raise awareness and raise money through our Facebook pages and Twitter.
Supporters engage in creative attention-getting activities, such as competition for donations. Luke Rosa is a teacher at Falls Church High School in Virginia, which has 21 Mo Bros, including both teachers and students.
Each week we put an updated picture up onto the board, and students vote by putting in their spare change into the box for whichever teacher they feel like has grown the best mustache over that week.
Rosa says the competition has helped make students aware of the cause.
It's been a blast, just the guys who are doing it, being able to laugh at each other, but at the same time, while we're laughing and while we're talking about it, we're always constantly raising awareness about men's health.
Supporters say while the campaign is for a serious cause, it is also about celebrating life and having fun. And they say the lighthearted approach allows people to rally around the campaign around the world. For producer June So, Lisa McAdams, VOA News.
Thank you.